AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police scanner audio was released today by the Charleston County government in South Carolina of a fateful traffic stop last Saturday, during which time a black motorist was shot in the back four times and killed as he ran from a white police officer.
223, dispatch, shots fired. Subject is down. You grab my taser.
Dispatch, copy, 223, shots fired. He grabs your taser. Subject is down.
The voice on the tape is that of Patrolman Michael Slager, who has been charged with Walter Scott's death. L. Chris Stewart, an attorney who represents Scott's family, says the shooting has touched a raw nerve.
It was game-changing for this case, but the video was important for people outside of this family, just this entire country.
While not commenting directly on the charges, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says he and others here found the witness video of the officer firing shots at the fleeing man troubling.
It's awfully hard to watch. And I think that is the kind of human response that we've seen from people all across the country.
But Earnest notes prosecutors have said they found the video helpful in deciding whether to press charges. The spokesman says this bolsters the case for an administration program encouraging body cameras. He says not only can they provide evidence, there are studies suggesting wearing them may make altercations with police less likely to end in violence. Mark Smith at the White House.
The police chief in North Charleston is ordering all officers in his department to wear body cameras. Guilty of all 30 charges against Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev, the same jury will now decide whether he's to be sentenced to death or life in prison. No verdict yet in the murder trial of New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. This is AP Radio News. There's been another so-called insider attack against U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
An Afghan soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in eastern Afghanistan.
I can confirm that one American soldier was killed.
Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon says several others were wounded. The soldier was the first U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan since a roadside bombing late last year. Insider attacks have dropped sharply since peaking a few years ago as coalition forces began preventative measures and tens of thousands left Afghanistan with the NATO combat mission officially ending. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama called the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the ranking Democrat on that committee today to lobby against undermining diplomatic efforts to reach an agreement with Iran to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.